This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. It's now very clear that the next time a Democrat gains control of the White House, if that happens, I mean, if America doesn't fall apart first, they are going to use their power to destroy this country and finish the destruction that Obama started. This is why we, the people, must never allow a Democrat to have such power ever again in the future. Although, if America doesn't, you know, divide itself or have a civil war or collapse, it is statistically likely that after the Trump administration, there will be a Democrat in charge. In fact, it's almost certain. But that Democrat, whoever that could be, again, if America even exists at that time, that Democrat will clearly open up the borders. You know, even if a wall has been built by that time, that Democrat will probably order the wall to be torn down. They will open the borders and invite everybody to sweep on in to America. And you'll see citizens groups trying to enforce border security. And then you'll have the president ordering probably National Guard troops to arrest the citizens who are trying to defend their country and have the National Guard actually protecting the illegal criminals crossing the border. This is what Democrats will do. Again, this is why we can never allow a Democrat to run the White House and rule over the country. Again, they are destroyers of civilization. They are destroyers of worlds. They are bent on destroying America. Even like Kamala Harris, who has announced she's running for president, she is an anti-Christian bigot. She hates religion and people who practice religion. Well, I'm sure she loves the Muslim religion, but she doesn't like Christians and Catholics. She hates it. She hates God. She wants to be president. She would probably erect like a statue worshiping Satan on the White House lawn. I mean, that's the kind of thing that these people do. Kamala Harris, by the way, she's not even fully human. You can tell she's actually got a demon half possessing her body right now. She's like half demon, half human. She's transitioning into a demon gender. She's like the LGBTD. She's not lesbian, gay, transgender. She's demon gender. She's like Satan's minion invading the human puppet biological form. She's evil. She's pure evil. So don't let her become president. She probably won't be the one who gets nominated by the Democrats, by the way, because she is, you know, pretty radical even for the Democrats. But there are others who are running for president on the Democrat side. Joe Biden, for example. Some people think that Hillary Clinton is running again. And of course, there's always Bernie Sanders, who the media likes to portray as this harmless, cuddly, fuzzy old teddy bear, when he's actually a hardcore radical socialist / communist. He actually has ties to the Communist Party in his earlier years, and he wants to see America overthrown and turned into a North Korea type of country, or a communist Cuba or communist China type of country. He's a dangerous old man, just like Ocasio-Cortez is a dangerous young woman who is, oh my God, if she represents the future of the Democrat Party, watch out, because the Democrats will stop at nothing. They want a massive revolution. They want to murder people for being white. They want to murder Trump supporters, and they want to see America destroyed and overrun. But ultimately, this comes down to a simple fact. I've reached this conclusion reluctantly after observing the lunatic left for 2 years. They will never be stopped voluntarily. There's not a situation that will arise where the left is going to back down and say, we're okay with protecting the borders. We're okay with honoring elections and honoring the winner, even if it's a Republican. We're okay with the Constitution and respecting the Second Amendment and the First Amendment. We're okay with speech that we don't agree with. Like, that's never going to happen. The only way the left is stopped from here forward is by forcing them to stop. And, you know, I'm not going to go into details here about how that's probably going to happen. You can use your imagination, but a civil war is coming. Democrats want to destroy America, and they can only be stopped by force. So once that civil war starts, and when I say by force, I mean by the force of law, by the force of patriots defending their nation. I mean, by the force of civilization defending law and order against the lunatic chaos of the left, they're going to have to be forced to stop. And, you know, for example, police use force to stop people from committing crimes. That's why police carry guns. That's why police have handcuffs. They walk into a situation where there's somebody, you know, two people fighting, let's say, and the police use force to stop the violence and stop the crime and try to protect the innocent. We are going to have to invoke the same kind of stance at some point, sooner or later, to use the force of law. And that could be Department of Justice. It could be the U.S. military. It could be National Guard. It could be, you know, all sorts of things. Military police, arresting traitors, for example. We, the people, are going to have to rely on the force of law or the force of citizens operating under common law to defend and protect our nation against the lunatic left that will stop at nothing to destroy it. So make no mistake about where this is headed. This is not going to be resolved. I should say the anti-American hatred and lawlessness of the left will not be resolved through elections. When they lose elections, they only get more insane. It's not going to be resolved in the courts because the courts are now infested with these same activist judges that are part of the deranged left. It's not going to be resolved through information and online debates because the radical left has censored all debate information that they don't want you to see. They've censored all conservative voices, religious voices, voices of reason and truth, independent media, you name it. So the only way this gets resolved is by forcing leftists to abandon their positions against their will. Understand this point. They will never do so voluntarily. They will never stop censoring conservatives voluntarily. They will never agree to build a wall and protect America's borders. They will never honor an election that they don't win. They will never abide by the rule of law unless it serves their purposes. The left will never play by any rules unless those rules are rigged to help them. They're going to have to be stopped against their will. There are a few ways to accomplish that. I've sort of mentioned some of them here, but under a civil war scenario, there are other options available. Think about what is possible and think about how this ultimately ends. The only way we save America is to stop leftists against their will. There's no other alternative. Again, they will not coexist in a lawful society. They will not honor elections. They will not abide by the rule of law. And they demand to murder you. They talked about these Catholic student kids who were wearing the MAGA hat. And the leftists on Twitter say that they want to lock those kids inside their school and burn down the school, burning those children alive. This is what they want. They openly want mass murder. This is what they call for. We are going to have to stop them against their will. If we allow them to continue to have power, they will use that power to murder you and murder your children. Have no illusions. This is exactly where it's going. You're in a civil war. The first phase of it has already begun. You're in a psychological operation. You're in an info war. It's on. And the rhetoric of violence on the left will soon turn to action. When that action begins, it is up to you and every patriot and every member of law enforcement and every current and former member of the U.S. military to defend your nation and to halt the lawless left, to halt them, to stop them through force if necessary, to stop them from committing their crimes against innocent people and against our nation. You must stop the enemies within. You must identify and halt all domestic enemies of America. That is necessary to save this nation. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Read my website, newstarget.com and naturalnews.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, MAGA. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.